Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 57, and in this lesson, we're going to be using all the preterite tenses that we've been working on recently, combining them with some of the adjectives that we were learning previously. And we'll have another identity quiz to see if you can work out who we're talking about based on the information that we give you. I hope you enjoy the lesson. So we are going to start today's lesson with a personality quiz. We did one of these a few weeks back around Christmas time. I've just realised, Cara, you weren't here that time, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Well, maybe there's something about personality quizzes and you're not feeling too well.
Maybe.
But you're here tonight, so that means that we'll be able to test you on your preterite tenses, because this personality quiz is talking about the past. We're talking about people who were born and died and so on in the past. Just a couple of questions for you. And we're going to begin with the first one now. So I'm going to read the whole paragraph quite quickly, and I want you to see how much you understand from the first reading. ¿Estás lista, cara?
Sí, Mark, estoy lista.
Bueno, vamos a ver. Esta persona nació en Austria en 1756. Tocó violín en un concierto en Alemania por primera vez a la edad de 6 años. Después tocó en Francia, Italia, Austria, Holanda y muchos otros sitios. Escribió muchas obras musicales muy conocidas y murió en Viena en 1791, a la edad de 35 años. Okay, so how was that?
Good. I think I understood quite a lot of it.
Okay, let's go through it again. We'll take it phrase by phrase and see if you can work out what all of these phrases mean. So to begin with, nació en Austria.
He or she was born in Austria?
Exactly. Austria is Austria. Australia, don't get it confused with Australia, which is, of course, Australia. So this person nació, he was born or she was born, in Austria in 1756. How are you on your dates, Cara?
1756.
Muy bien. Okay, en 1756. So, nació en Austria en 1756. He was born in Austria in 1756. Or she, possibly, was born in Austria in 1756. Okay, the next sentence. Tocó violín en un concierto en Alemania. Let's take that part. Tocó. Tocó comes from which verb?
Tocar, to play.
Yeah, tocar literally means to touch, but when you're talking about a musical instrument, it means to play. So, tocó violín.
He or she played violin.
Yeah. En un concierto en Alemania.
In a concert in Germany?
Muy bien. Alemania is Germany. So, he or she played violin in a concert in Germany. Por primera vez a la edad de 6 años. Por primera vez. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, well, Beth means time, like otra vez. Mm-hmm. So, for the first time?
For the first time. Primera vez. For the first time. And he played the violin for the first time in Germany, Alemania, a la edad de seis años.
When he or she was six?
Yep, when he or she was 6 years old. So, a la edad, at the age de seis años. A la edad de seis años. At the age of six. Okay. Any ideas yet? Don't say the name, but...
Maybe.
Okay. Vamos a seguir. Después, after that, tocó en Francia, Italia, Austria, Holanda y muchos otros sitios.
After that, he or she played in France. And then what was it?
Italia.
Italy.
Austria.
Austria, again.
Holanda.
Holland?
Yep. Y muchos otros sitios.
And many other places.
Yeah. Holanda is how you would translate Holland. The Netherlands is Los Países Bajos.
Los Países Bajos.
Yeah, the low countries, literally. Bajo means low or small when you're talking about a person. So Los Países Bajos are the low countries. Los Países Bajos.
Los Países Bajos. Bajos.
Bajos, bajos. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so let's look at the next sentence. We had escribió from the verb escribir, which means?
To write.
To write. Escribió muchas obras musicales.
He or she wrote many musical works.
Mm-hmm. And these many musical works were muy conocidas.
Conocer means to know, then conocida would mean known, very yep. well known.
Exactly, well done. Muy conocidas, very well known. Now, just working back a little there to obras. Obras does indeed mean musical works when you're talking about obras musicales or obras teatrales. But you may have come across obras in a different context. If you come across a sign in the street that says obras, what does that mean?
Would it be roadworks?
Exactly, it's roadworks. So obra has got some kind of link to work, but in this case it's obras musicales, so it's musical works. So he wrote lots of musical works which were very conocidas, very well known. And finally, murió en Viena en 1791. Did you get that date?
No, but I got that he died in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
What was the date?
1791. Mm-hmm. A la edad de 35 años.
At the age of 35?
Sí, era muy joven. Okay, I'm going to read through the whole thing again in quite fast Spanish, just to give you one final chance to listen to it. I'll use Latin American pronunciation this time just for a change. So, here goes. Nació en Austria en 1756. Tocó violín en un concierto en Alemania por primera vez a la edad de 6 años. Después tocó en Francia, Italia, Austria, Holanda y muchos otros sitios. Escribió muchas obras musicales muy conocidas. Murió en Viena en 1791 a la edad de 35 años. Cara, ¿quién es esta persona?
Is it Mozart?
Sí, tienes razón. It was Mozart. Well done. Okay, I'm going to do another one of these, and this time, again, I'll read the whole thing first, and then we'll go through it sentence by sentence, and you can see if you can work out who it is. Vamos a ver. Este hombre muy conocido nació en 1949 en Hicksville, Long Island. Es uno de los artistas estadounidenses más conocidos. Su álbum The Stranger ganó un premio Grammy en 1977 y una de las canciones más conocidas de este disco se llama Just the Way You Are. Okay, any ideas yet?
Don't have a clue.
Okay. Right, let's go through this. Okay, este hombre muy conocido.
This well-known man.
Yeah, so conocido can be famous, can be well-known. Nació en 1949.
Was born in 1949.
En Hicksville, Long Island.
En Hicksville, Long Island.
Well done. Okay, es uno de los artistas estadounidenses más conocidos.
He's one of the... I didn't get what... Estadounidense.
Estadounidense means from the United States. Okay, so it's pretty much the same as saying americano. Although, of course, americano can also mean Latin American in certain situations. So, este hombre es estadounidense. He's from the United States. He's a US citizen.
Okay, so he's one of the most famous American artists?
Yep. Su álbum, The Stranger.
His album, The Stranger.
Uh-huh. Su álbum ganó un premio Grammy en 1977.
The album won a Grammy?
Yeah. Un premio is a prize. And ganar is the verb to win. So ganar in the preterite. Let's quickly conjugate ganar. I won.
Gané.
You won.
Ganaste.
He, she, or it won.
Ganó.
We won.
Ganamos.
You all plural won in Spain.
Ganáis.
You sure?
Ganasteis.
Ganasteis, uh-huh. And they won.
Ganaron.
Ganaron, ganaron. Gané, ganaste, ganó. Ganamos, ganasteis, ganaron.
Gané, ganaste, ganó. Ganamos, ganasteis, ganaron.
Cara, if you do want more practice with the preterite tense, there's a really good podcast that we can recommend.
Really?
Okay, so su álbum ganó un premio Grammy en 1977. Did we get the date there?
1977.
Yep. Y una de las canciones más conocidas.
And one of the most famous songs.
Yep. De este disco, of this...
Of this album?
Yeah, of this record, okay? Se llama Just the Way You Are.
It's called Just the Way You Are.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples, and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. One more time, the whole thing through. Again, I'll use a Latin American accent this time, and then we'll find out if Cara knows who the person is. Este hombre muy conocido nació en 1949 en Hicksville, Long Island. Es uno de los artistas estadounidenses más conocidos. Su álbum, The Stranger, ganó un premio Grammy en 1977 y una de las canciones más conocidas de este disco se llama Just the Way You Are. Bueno, Cara, ¿sabes quién es?
No, when he won his Grammy, I wasn't even born.
Well, I wasn't particularly old either in 1977, I have to point out, but nevertheless, I know who this absolute genius of American music is. Do you know the song, at least?
No.
¿No conoces la canción Just the Way You Are?
Do you want to sing it for me?
Don't go changing to try and please me.
Okay, I know the song, but I don't know who sang it.
Shocking, shocking, absolutely shocking. The youth of today, I don't know. I am assuming that most of our listeners know who this is. Este hombre se llama Billy Joel.
Oh, okay. If you'd said Uptown Girl or something, I'd have gotten it.
Yeah. Can I just point out here that we don't need emails pointing out that I did in fact sound like Shrek singing Just the Way You Are at the end of Shrek and the karaoke and the swamp dance party mega mix or whatever it's called. I think we should move on. I think we've done enough personality quizzes and enough inanity for today's lesson. We're going to move on and cover a couple of other preterites. things that we included in the bonus podcast for Lesson 55. But just to make sure that everyone's got these, they're menir, to come, and decir, to say. So let's take menir, first of all. Menir, V-E-N-I-R, is quite irregular in the preterite. It starts off with bine.
Bine.
Bine, V-I-N-E. So, vine al mercado. I came to the market.
Vine al mercado.
So, you came is viniste.
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 So, viniste al colegio esta mañana.
Viniste al colegio esta mañana.
Ajá, viniste. So, it's vine, viniste, and then vino.
Vino.
Vino, just like the word for wine, el vino.
Vino.
But in this case, of course, you can tell from the context. It means he, she, it, or indeed you, singular, formal, came. So, vino a vernos ayer.
Vino a...
vernos.
Vernos.
Ayer.
Ayer.
So, he came to see us yesterday. Don't worry too much about the vernos. Ver is to see, and the nos is the pronoun that gets stuck onto the end of the infinitive. Vino a vernos.
Vino a vernos.
Ayer. Yeah. So, vine, viniste, vino.
Vine, viniste, vino.
Vinimos.
Vinimos.
Vinisteis.
Vinisteis.
Vinieron.
Vinieron.
Vinimos, vinisteis, vinieron.
Vinimos, vinisteis, vinieron.
Muy bien. So that was we came, you plural came, and they came. So let's go through the whole verb again. Vine.
Vine.
Viniste.
Viniste.
Vino.
Vino.
Vinimos.
Vinimos.
Vinisteis.
Vinisteis.
Vinieron.
Vinieron.
Okay. Now, the other verb that we looked at was decir, meaning to say. Decir.
Decir.
And with Latin American pronunciation, decir, obviously. And this verb in the preterite introduces a new letter, and that letter is the letter J. So, decir, to say, becomes I said, dije.
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 And then you said, you can probably guess this, is dijiste.
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 And then he, she, or it said, or indeed you, formal, singular, said, is dijo.
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 So we've got dije, dijiste, dijo.
Dije, dijiste, dijo.
And then we said is dijimos.
Dijimos.
You, plural, informal, Spain, said dijisteis.
Dijisteis.
And they said dijeron.
Dijeron.
Okay, so let's go through the whole verb. Dije, dijiste, dijo.
Dije, dijiste, dijo.
Dijimos, dijisteis, dijeron.
Dijimos, dijisteis, dijeron.
Okay, and I think I'm making you work particularly hard with your sore throat today,
yeah.
With all these "h" sounds. Hopefully it's not too bad. Dije, dijiste, dijo, dijimos, dijisteis, dijeron. That's decir in the preterite tense. And while we're talking about this introduction of the J sound in there, let's try another verb, and that verb is traducir.
Traducir.
And traducir is connected to language because it's all about translating. To translate is traducir.
Traducir.
In the preterite, you've got a J in there as well because it becomes traduje.
Traduje.
Tradujiste.
Tradujiste.
Tradujo.
Tradujo.
So he translated the book. Tradujo el libro.
Tradujo el libro.
Tradujimos.
Tradujimos.
Tradujisteis.
Tradujisteis.
Tradujeron.
Tradujeron.
So again, once you get into the pattern, it's very easy to spot these different tenses and to work out that, that's the J from the preterite. And so you can work out what the word means from the vocabulary and indeed from the context. And then work out the tense because you recognize the verb forms that we are now very familiar with. that's where we're going to leave it today. And indeed, that's where we're going to leave the preterite tense, because next time we're going to be introducing a new tense to you. Don't want to put you off, but stick with us next week and you'll be learning more about talking in the past, but this time with a different tense. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.